USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Two breaking stories, both of them out of New York. First, Republican Congressman Chris Collins is facing insider trading charges. Collins, who's represented New York's 27th congressional district since 2013, is being charged with securities fraud and related criminal counts, and he surrendered to federal agents in New York City today. The indictment also charges his son Cameron Collins, as well as the father of his fiancée, Stephen Zarsky. Earlier this year, a House ethics investigation found Collins may have violated insider trading laws. The other story concerning shots fired at a hospital north of New York City. Reports are shots were fired on the fourth floor of the Westchester Medical Center in Valhalla in what may have been a case of murder-suicide. Police remain at the scene. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroots. It doesn't take much for grocery store shelves to go from fully stocked to completely bare. Please don't wait for an emergency to happen to become a victim of chaos and a government that cannot provide. Make sure you have an adequate food storage supply and use My Patriot Supply. These are great folks I've started working with. They've helped me plan for an emergency. I'm here to tell you it doesn't have to be difficult. In fact, with this first step, you can make any crisis seem like an inconvenience. Get each person in your household a two-week emergency food kit from My Patriot Supply. They're only $67. That's it. $67 for 2 weeks of food that lasts up to 25 years. Call now, 888-524-6540, or use the special website, preparewithwayne.com. Preparewithwayne.com. Do it today and prepare so you can feed your family when a crisis strikes. 888-524-6540. 888-524-6540, or preparewithwayne.com.
Chicago's top cop is promising more officers will be put on the streets of Chicago after 74 people were shot last weekend, over a dozen of them killed.
CPD will have an additional 430 officers deployed this week and 600 additional officers on the weekends.
Superintendent Eddie Johnson says those extra officers will hit the districts on the city's west and south sides, some beat officers having their hours extended. Other tactical unit officers will have their days off canceled. Votes are still being counted in some big primary and special election races yesterday, but Republicans are claiming victory in Ohio's 12th congressional district, where Troy Balderson leads Democrat Danny O'Connor by about 1,000 votes. Officially, the race isn't over yet. The special voting to fill the seat being vacated early by Republican Congressman Pat Tiberi. And this is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Former Trump campaign manager Paul Manafort's former business partner Rick Gates is back on the stand today, testifying against Manafort, who's accused of bank fraud and money laundering. Under cross-examination yesterday, Gates admitted that he stole money from Manafort, in part to fund an extramarital affair, using the money to pay for an apartment in London and flying first class. The defense attorney for President Trump's former campaign chairman asking if Gates spent as much as $3 million on the affair, and Gates said he didn't think it was that much, but admitted he took money from Manafort without permission. The attorney pressing Gates on repeatedly taking advantage of Manafort when it came to money and the lies that he told about it. A cable TV giant is the new owner of the iconic Brady Bunch house. Discovery sharing that HGTV has won the bid for the Studio City, California house that served as the exterior for the original Brady Bunch home from 1969 to 1974. And the network reportedly plans to restore the residence to its original TV appearance. Discovery CEO David Zaslav making the announcement on the company's second quarter earnings conference call Tuesday. He did not give a sense of what sort of program HGTV might build around the structure, or whether Brady Bunch actors might take part in it. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.